was, to me, it was like a really good rock and roll moment in Detroit, you know, and you would come to Bookies and the Boners were going to play, and the stage was perfectly black and just with lights of amplifiers, and you could see people were, you know, shuffling on the stage, and then all of a sudden this tight white spotlight goes on, and it's some figure, it's a woman's figure in a white wedding dress with a paper bag over her head, and she announces, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Boners!" And out from under the dress comes Jerry, dressed in a white tuxedo, and you know, you're sort of shocked, and at the same time the lights come on and it's the Boners, but they've got wigs on, women's wigs with women's dresses and bras and panties they're wearing, because obviously they all have tits and high heels, and the band starts, and Jerry's got tampons hanging from his mouth, and as the band starts, he immediately bites down, which I later come to find out were blood capsules, and blood drips down his face and onto the white tux that he's wearing, and you know, they get into their song and they're busy playing their song, and they're jostling into each other, bumping into each other sort of hard, and bit by bit they rip the dresses off of each other, and Jerry takes off his jacket and rips off his shirt, and they end up, after a number of songs, they're playing in bras and panties, and Jerry's down to a leather jockstrap. And I mean, you know, Jerry's not, you know, of an athletic build, but I mean, it was just, he was like willing to do anything, it seemed, but it was a very fun, cool, you know, show. You know, it's Cannibals at My Barbecue, Close Encounters of the Punk Rock Kind, you know, songs like this. It was just fun stuff.